Hello and welcome back to the podcast Adventures of a New You. I am Jen Park, your host, a social worker, and fellow adventurer. It has been a minute since I put out a podcast episode, so I wanted to share a little bit of like what's been going on and talk a little bit about when life knocks you down. So I have always shown up here to kind of share my journey of where I am, like right here, right now, like open, transparent, and live, and share my personal growth journey as well as my professional growth journey, because sometimes they go hand in hand, sometimes they butt up against each other. But I think it's important for us to share not just like, you know, the highlight reels of life, but the messy middle so that we can learn and grow from each other. Sometimes it feels like life just completely knocks us down. Whether that is because there's a shift in our story and the way that we thought maybe life was going, or a pandemic hits and just goes on and on and on forever. It feels like forever. We have health changes. We have decision fatigue. Maybe we're just completely overwhelmed. It may not even be something completely earth-shattering that happens to us, but it's like this gentle, ever-flowing, feels like being chronically pushed down. I think that's what it is. It's like a chronic push down. Maybe not so much a slow and gentle, but a chronic push down. Sometimes, though, it just feels like the world has literally been turned completely upside down. But we have to keep moving. We have to keep moving through. We have to keep moving forward. But we get to decide how we are going to do that. How are we going to move through? How are we going to move forward? For me, I needed some time and space, you know, create space for yourself. You know, somebody has an ebook about that, right? But I literally needed to take some time and take my own advice. I turned off social media. I literally took all the apps off of my phone. I leaned in. I threw myself into a personal development experience. That's what I'm going to call it, a personal development experience. I read. I walked. I walked some more. And then I walked some more. I listened. I literally had to slow myself down and listen just to myself. I had to listen to the sound of my own feet, like hitting the pavement when I was walking, because sometimes that's all that I could take in because I was in this huge state of overwhelm. I had to tune out everyone and everything to be able to truly listen to myself. I had to find my own voice again. That might sound completely crazy to you because like I'm showing up here and I share. And at some point, I lost my voice. I lost my own voice somewhere inside of myself. And, you know, an extensive amount of reflection and overanalyzing and reanalyzing. And I can pinpoint when it started to happen. And that's why I'm showing up here today, because I want to share with you how we pick back up from this messy middle and how we continue to move forward so that we can grow. Now, some days growth is just messy. Some days there are tears. Some days there are a lot of tears. Some days there are moments of absolute clarity, like those true, genuine, absolute light bulb moments. But all of this takes work. All of this takes investment, investing time and energy and sometimes money. For me, it often takes money. But with money and energy and this kind of investment, there's a degree of accountability that you create for yourself. Now, there's also people like me who can tend to be a personal development junkie, as I call myself, because you can take in everything. Personal development. You can read, listen, watch, and just like vicariously absorb all of the things. But if you don't actually make the investment in yourself and implement the tools that you have learned, nothing changes. And you will find yourself in a state of overwhelm and you will find yourself in this middle mess and not know how to get out because you're not actually implementing any of the strategies or any of the tools that you have learned. So in September, I was literally hit by a car. And you heard that, right? I was on my morning walk with the dog, and a car literally crashed into me, into my actual body. Now, if you've been following, you know, like, that's not actually when I kind of went off the grid, right? I went off the grid a little bit before that, but I was already, you know, trying to work through some things, some overwhelm and some personal growth and trying to, you know, shift and align, and then got hit by a car in the middle of the, you know, the walking. I said, like, I was walking, and I got hit by a car. And you hear people say, or you see on movies, like, that their life flashed before their eyes. But I will tell you that I literally saw tires coming at my face and had that moment, like, this could actually be the end of my life. But I stood back up, like, right back up. I'm still not sure how. And I moved forward. It hurt like hell. And I swear it hurt even more later when I saw a video of the accident. But this is just one more chapter of my story of feeling knocked down. Life hands us punches all the time. And it's what we decide to do with them that matters. Do you let things fester and eat at you? Or do you take things as they come and you move forward? Obviously, sometimes it's some kind of mix where you're letting things fester and you know, you hit a wall and then you completely freak out and then you can move forward. I found myself wondering, like, was this a message from the universe for me to slow down? like, what everything, I truly believe that everything happens for a reason, but, like, what possible reason is there for something like this to happen? What possible reason? Maybe the reason was simply for me to put things into perspective. I promise you that I'd never really thought about my own mortality until that very moment. And let me tell you, it does not go away. I'm constantly thinking about my 9 lives and wondering how many of them I have used up already, because that one was a real wake-up call for me. Maybe the reason was really a reminder of what's important in life, or who is really important in my life. Maybe this is part of what I needed to find my fire again, because, like I said, I was already in this state of overwhelm and trying to grow and make change in my life. It was a pretty harsh wake-up call, if that's what that was, to find my fire again. Maybe this was the sign that I needed to reclaim my voice, reclaim my power, move forward, and share more of my story. Because, like I said, I do show up here and I share my story. I had been sharing my story on social media. I, you know, wrote an ebook. I have bigger goals. I have bigger dreams. And I do want to share more of my story. So was this, like, the kick in the pants that I needed to push myself to do that? Maybe. But that was also September. And this is November. So I guess maybe that spark needed to smolder for a little bit longer, because I'm just finally sharing anything about anything. It feels like personal development is kind of a roller coaster, and I am not here to say, like, this is what happened and now I'm great again, or I'm even better, or I'm not going to just, like, say that and move forward. That I want to show you, I'm going to share with you the actual messy middle and the things that I have tried, some things that worked, and some things that don't work so well. And I'm not here to put anyone else's journey or experience down, but it's so frustrating when you are literally searching for answers and all you can find are people who are sharing. They're like, ta-da, look at me. I had something happen, but I'm cool now. I'm great. Let's go. Let's move forward. And that's fine if that's all that they want to share of their story. But I'm telling you, when I was Google searching, looking for answers, like, how do you get through a hard time? Like, what do you actually do to move forward? when you're feeling stuck, when you're feeling a mess, when you feel like the world is like literally like kicking you kind of in the face, like what do you do to actually move forward? So I'm going to share what I feel like worked for me. Now, some of it might seem so basic, and you might listen, if you're going through a hard time, you might feel like this is not what I need. This is not for me, but I'm just sharing with you what I found to work, and it's so basic. Granted, it's not easy. It's not simple. Like, it's basic, but being in it, going through it every day, all day, it's not simple. It's not easy, and it doesn't feel good. I'm going to be honest with you. It doesn't. So, all right, here we go. This is what I found. Number one, I reclaimed my morning routine, a self-care plan. And I'm not talking bubble baths and pedicures. I'm not talking that. I'm talking like a legit take care of me plan. That's really what it should be called, a take care of me plan. I like that. So I had a morning routine, but I let myself slip. Over time, I started making other people and other things my priority. But that's what we do, right? That's what women do. That's what mothers do. That's freaking what social workers do, right? We show up for everybody, everywhere, and we put what everyone else needs and do that first. But when you stop doing that, you fall apart. Maybe not the first day, maybe not the 20th day, but I promise you, you will fall apart. And then you have to pick yourself up, because that's what happened to me. I let myself slip, and I fell, and I fell, and I fell hard, and then I had to pick myself up. I learned a lot. I have been working with coaches and a therapist, and I've done that throughout my life at different periods. You know, there's a time and a place for a therapist, there's a time and a place for coaches, and maybe I should share more about that at some point. And there's a time and a place where you just need space for you to like let your brain figure out all the things and implement all of the things. There's also other tools and tricks that I've learned along the way. So one of the things that I learned was about using, was about chakras and essential oils, and that there are different essential oils that can help you and different and like working through different chakras. So for me, I needed to find my voice. So my girl Ariel, who was on my podcast, I will share her link at the bottom too. She had created this perfect set of roller balls, like with the different chakras. Oh my goodness, chakras, that's such a hard word to say. And I had like these super adorable little affirmation cards, and they gave me life. So the throat chakra and my heart chakra were like things that I knew I needed to work on. So I was layering myself up in essential oils all day, every day. And I needed those to like help me find my voice, reopen my heart, and let the world in and let my voice out. That's what I needed. I also used meditation. So there are lots of apps. The ones that I like, the one I like the most is Insight Timer. And there are so many different things that you can search on there. There's meditations about chakras. There's meditations about letting go. There's meditations about calming your anxiety, about overwhelm. You name it, it's on there. And I needed that at times to like slow my overthinking brain, because I am an overthinker hard and fast. Like, I really am. Another thing that I did was I moved my body. Like, I had to move. I have walked every single day since the beginning of July. Now, I was walking like 4.5 miles before I got hit by the car. Now, those walks are much slower and much shorter, but they are just as meaningful. And I walk not just to move my body, but it helps to move my brain. It helps my brain think. Being outside, even when it's freezing, even when it's raining, even when it's hot, any of those, like, it's so good to help, like, unwind your brain. Okay, Next thing is eating real food, like real actual food, like food food, like fruits, vegetables, maybe some of those things that we all don't like turn to. Obviously, when you're having a hard time, you're not going to be like, I'm going to eat a, a fruit salad. I'm going to eat this. Like, no, that's not what we turn to. I promise you, because I ate ice cream for months. Now, I don't recommend this because I do believe that led me to be anemic, because I was not eating actual food, like with vitamins and nutrients and supporting myself in that basic way of actually eating real food. But you know, when you're deep, like, in your shit, you're not taking care of yourself. You're not thinking like, well, what does my body need? That's not the state that you're in. And it's so basic, but that's what you actually need. It's like, it's basic. Take care of yourself, number one, right? Is food and water. Basic needs. So, I don't recommend just eating ice cream for months. It's really not good for you. So, eating actual food, real food. You know what they say about shopping the outside of the grocery store. I honestly, and during the summer especially, recommend shopping at a farmer's market. You don't even need to go to the freaking grocery store because there's trash there. There's no trash at the farmer's market. Now, okay, after that, another thing. The most important, I think, thing was reclaiming what I know, using those tools, like I said, putting myself first, my own needs, my own wants. I know, selfish, cliche, but it's not, because the cliche part is obviously if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone else. It's so true. So, implementing the things that I know about energetic time management, core desired feelings, and cycle syncing. When you are not taking care of yourself, your cycle just can get completely wonky. Your hormones are completely out of control. So it all goes back to basics of like taking care of yourself, taking care of your body. You have to take care of your body to take care of your brain. You have to take care of your brain to take care of your body. It all works hand in hand. So I've had to remind myself every single day to like use these tools that I know so well. But when you slip, you slip. I also needed to set super hard boundaries for myself. One of the first things that I did was limiting my social media. So, between the pandemic and everything that life was throwing at me, it was just social media was something that I used to numb really hard. I numbed out. I was just scrolling, mindlessly scrolling. And it also was just feeding into the chaos that was happening in my head. Obviously, with the pandemic, everyone has different views. I have really hard and fast views on what I think people should and shouldn't be doing to take care of themselves, to take care of others. And that has created a lot of rifts. It's created a lot of rifts in my brain. It to this day, it's something that's really hard for me, is like having to make decisions constantly about what's best, what do you do next, how do you handle this, like that decision fatigue, and social media was just like feeding into that so hard for me. So I took Facebook off my phone first. I kept Instagram for a bit because that felt a little bit safer because it's mostly just pictures, right? But I found myself still in that hole of mindlessly scrolling, and I needed to put blinders on and stop comparing myself to other people because that is a whole other, mind issue that I know that I fall into at times. And I also realized that I wasn't actually living my life. I was constantly thinking about what I should or shouldn't be posting, either for the brand that I was trying to create or just like how I should be looking, how my life should look to other people. That's not living. Like trying to decide what should I share or not share? Like that I should do things just so that I have something to share? It's completely ridiculous. And I knew that I needed to pull myself out of that suck. So I cut it off. I didn't post anything. And then I guess Instagram's algorithm figured out something was going on with me because then it kept showing me things that I hadn't seen before and were just feeding into my negativity. And I needed to be in a safe space. So I broke up with Instagram too. Of course, I tried to like limit myself my screen time first, but that doesn't work for me. So it was a hard and fast breakup, and I have not been on social media for months until what the other day, and I already see the spiral, like the comparing, the me getting upset because I see what other people are doing and what I feel like I should or shouldn't be doing, and it's not good for me. So I'm trying to figure out this delicate balance of if I'm trying to show up as a brand and trying to, be connected to the people that I want to work with and that I want to engage with and the people that I want to learn from, because I do miss that connection of trying to learn from others. Figuring out that balance of like how I can set boundaries hard and fast on social media. So stay tuned for more on them, that how that goes. But the next thing was finding time and space just for me. I know, I wrote a whole ebook about it, right? But then when you're a mom and you're a working mom and you're balancing work and home and a pandemic and all of that jazz, and time to heal and time to grow, finding those pockets of time beyond just taking time in the shower to cry. Y'all know that the shower is the best place to cry because your kids can't bust you. They might bust in, but they can't tell you're crying. So finding those pockets of time is so imperative for you to be able to grow. Now, I've said this already. I know that nothing that I'm sharing here is absolute rocket science, nor is any of it a magic answer. But I'm saying that when you are struggling, you need to take a minute and literally look at your basic needs, because you can't move forward. You can't build upon anything if your structure isn't sound. If you don't have your basic needs, I'm talking Maslow's hierarchy of needs, social work 101. We all know it. Number one, air, food, drink. I love that. Water, water, shelter, warmth, sex, and sleep, it says. That's number one. That is number one. So I'm talking super basic. Food, water, movement. That is number one. Obviously, once you build on that, then you can move forward to, number two is like your safety needs. And then three is love and belongingness needs. Obviously, these are all important and sometimes feel so interconnected. But you have to take care of you. You have to literally feed your brain and your soul and your body with movement, real food, real food, and just like that self-love, self-care. Take care of yourself. Put yourself first. Super basic needs. I am so excited to be back because I have so much that I want to share, and I appreciate your patience while I was sorting through my life and trying to just learn and grow and be in that messy middle, because I needed that for me for a minute before I could figure out how to share with you and where I go from here. But I am super excited, and I have big goals, big dreams. Obviously, y'all know this, or you wouldn't be sitting here because you know my story. So, thank you so much for listening. If you have a friend, family member you think would love to hear this, I appreciate you sharing with them. If you are in the messy middle and you need to chat, I am here for you. Reach out to me and let's chat. Have a great day, and thank you so much for listening.